The venue was a day-long Western Governors Association workshop to reimagine the rural West. Brad Little was the only governor attending. He played a featured role in a discussion about managing natural resources. He says he's pleased the Forest Service is working more closely with his state's agencies to treat more of the federal forest land within the Gem State's boundaries. But he says there's still work to do to remove crowded stands of trees.
We're going to have to get better faster to avoid the next, what I think might be a catastrophic event.
The call for a more aggressive timber harvest to improve forest health was echoed by Tom Schultz from the Idaho Forest Group. He says the harvest on federal lands in the West spiked in the late 1980s, leading to an increase in the number of forested acres that burned.
You can say it's climate change, you can say it's drought, you can say it's insect and disease. The other piece you cannot take away, though, is with the lack of active management, there has been an increase in forest fires. There is a correlation there.
So the seven forests in Idaho in the last 5 years have significantly increased the amount of timber harvest that we've been doing on National Forest System lands.
That's Cheryl Probert, who supervises the Nez Perce Clearwater National Forest in north central Idaho.
It's an area where we talk about goods for services, and we are opening up and allowing the timber industry to do those other services around aquatic restoration and other work out there on the ground.
Participants at Tuesday's Western Governors Association workshop also talked about issues such as energy and the outdoor recreation economy. I'm Doug Nadvornik in Post Falls.